a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell played 12 years in the NFL, played the position of quarterback. Did you ever play another position? I guess holder, right? Holder. You had to do the holder thing.
I was a holder.
But
which is the worst position in all of football.
Why? Why is it the worst?
The only...
Catch a ball, you put it down.
Yeah.
Spin the laces
and
out.
If you miss and you mess up, that's the only time they talk about
you. Don't mess up.
They don't go, oh, nice hold. Nice job. They just expect it to happen.
Nice. Oh,
and it wasn't something that naturally came to me. I had to really work at it.
I actually was watching Sunday Night Football the other night, and they were like, look at that. Oh, great hold. They were talking about that, about one of the holders, because... he had kind of reeled in a little bit of a tougher snap, yeah, and he put it down.
Because the thing about it is, it happens so fast. Like there's a motion to it, and it just happens really fast.
I just think it's funny. So you played any other positions? Did you ever have to go in as a linebacker or anything? No. Just like trying to think of different things you would have been doing. I want to bring this up though, because the NFL roundup, as you played 12 years as a quarterback. I've got a couple quarterbacks here I want to talk about. Aaron Rodgers. He yelled some profanities to the Chicago Bears fans. And listen, they've probably yelled profanities at him at some point. I'm just assuming.
Often.
So he says, I blankety blank own you, Bears.
Yeah.
And he's right. He just, it's one of the teams that he has a massive amount of success against. And he just, it's an interesting thing to watch, because he says, I still own you. I've owned you my whole career. And that is an absolute dagger of a comment from a quarterback, right? And I was thinking, okay, maybe Scott's got somebody who is a team that you quote-unquote owned. Was there a team that you always liked facing? Yeah, I got a look on your face like, no, we were the ones who got owned. But no, was there a team that you were like, no, those are the guys, I got them a bunch of times.
I mean, the Bears, actually, yeah.
I guess everybody owns the Bears then, huh?
What was interesting in my time in Detroit, in the 5 years I was in that division, two of those 5 years we had four teams make the playoffs. So four of the playoff teams came from our division. That's how good it was. Yeah. So a lot of times you'd beat the team at home, and then you'd lose on the road.
Right.
And that happened a lot. I think a lot of people thought of Green Bay as kind of the
unbeatable.
But they weren't. It was a very competitive, you know. And I look at places like San Francisco. No offense, but they were playing garbage. You know, their division was garbage at the time. You know, so they kind of had baked in 8-9 wins pretty easy in a season, and you're just like, man, that would be nice. You know, beating both of the teams in your division twice. I didn't really care to play the Jets for some reason. It was just when I was in Miami, the Jets weren't a fun team for us to play, but the Colts were.
So why were the Colts fun to play?
I don't. We just kind of. It was just kind of that thing.
You owned them.
I mean, the Bears were kind of a team for us when I was in Detroit.
I just thought it was interesting that he Aaron Rodgers is just he's sort of let loose. He's taking on the air of a guy who just doesn't care anymore.
He kind of talks like he's on Pat McAfee's
podcast
all the time. it's true. The filter's kind of gone out.
He just goes off and just says whatever he wants. Well, that's good. Then there are guys like Mac Jones who should probably stifle themselves.
Yes.
I don't know if this next comment that Mac Jones made is something that you want to say. Mac Jones has said that, I've been hit a lot, since I've been in the NFL. I actually like it. I like being hit in the NFL. He's been sacked 13 times.
I think this is a smart move.
What do you mean it's a smart move? I think because, then at that point, everybody wants to try to prove themselves.
No,
to try to
they
go
don't.
After.
They go because defensive linemen, you know what they want to do? They want to get a quarterback unnerved.
That doesn't like being hit.
It's like, get unnerved. And when someone says, come on, bring it on, I'm ready. He's just like, that's all you got? Like, that's all the harder you can hit me is that? That's like nothing. And this is a little bit of a Brett Favre move. It's what Brett Favre did.
This is the psychology 101 from the old quarterback.
Or the other side of it, and it's kind of that southern sweetness kind of thing.
Shoot,
and
they hit so hard. They're so good.
Yeah, and like,
man, this is like one of the best teams I've ever seen, I've ever played against.
Exactly. And he's like, man, you guys are good. That was a good hit right there. I like that. That was bring more of that tonight.
Wow. So yeah. it's a psychology, again, psychology 101.
1,000%.
Good for him. So, yeah, they took a tough loss at the Cowboys, but he said about the Dallas Cowboys pass rush, which got to him a couple of times, handful of times during the day, he says he likes being hit. So, despite the fact that Randy Gregory blasted into him. I mean, he got absolutely leveled by Randy Gregory. Did you see that sack? It was just he got absolutely killed, unabated to the quarterback. So I don't know how guys survive that and then say, yeah, I love to get hit. Baker Mayfield.
Well, what's your choice?
No, I know.
Oh, this is so awful. I hate this.
Well, we already went over. You have the choice. You can show up and say, I'm going to be traded. I hate this place. And you can go that route. We call it being Simmonsed. That's what happens. If someone gets
– What you do is you get in the –
We got
you
Simmons.
Get in the huddle and you look at those offensive linemen and you say, if you don't start blocking for me right now – No Rolexes at the end of this.
Oh,
season.
I thought you were going to say no sandwiches or something. I thought you were going to go full food.
Damn,
you got Rolexes for your guys?
Well, yeah.
Take care of them. All right. Scott, what I was going to say was Baker Mayfield's going to play with a fully torn labrum. Show me on the body where the labrum is.
Now, this is it's in the shoulder.
Yes.
So it's got to be non-throwing. He couldn't.
There's
be
no his, way. Right.
Couldn't be his throwing. If it was, I'd say he'd be the first.
But that's not a big deal, though, right? I mean, like.
Well, I've known quarterbacks who had a shoulder separation on their non-throwing, and that's painful because the motion involves a rotation of your shoulders, and that front shoulder actually has a lot of action to it.
Yes.
The thing for me would be, now this is something I wouldn't tell people. Like if I'm Mac Jones, I'm saying, yeah, I love to get hit. If I'm Baker Mayfield, I don't want anyone to know that I'm injured because now they're like, hit him in his shoulder, tackle him in his shoulder. And you've now put a target on yourself. And actually Baker Mayfield should know better than that.
Yeah, and I never want to see guys go out that make the football season better. You know what I mean? Like Baker Mayfield makes the NFL a funner thing to watch. It's not as fun when his backup comes in.
No one likes that.
John Gruden may be owed $40 million, that remainder of his contract. People are pointing out, though, remember when he got that deal back in 2018, they're pointing out that when he made the 10-year, $100 million contract signing, that he said, quote, if I can't get it done for the Raiders, I'm not going to take their money. Well, I mean, so...
Yeah,
so,
but... He has a buyout clause, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of severance, there's some kind of something, and everyone takes that. And I mean, it's nice verbiage from,
Not Gary Anderson, he doesn't take it.
Yeah, there probably was more going on with Gary Anderson. Yeah, I mean, sure. That didn't make any sense.
Still is. So I just, I look at it as one of those things that I can't believe that 40 million, that despite the fact that he got fired unceremoniously, right? He gets fired, and then a couple days later we find out, well, they might end up having to actually owe him $40 million. $40 million. That's going to be, I mean, that just shows
after
you,
taxes, it's $20 million.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up. Yeah. Scott's a tax man of Unrivaled.
Let's just keep it real and what it really is.
Yeah. I should call him up. It's actually not 40, it's 20.
And they'll go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Did Scott Mitchell tell you that? He called us and told us that earlier, too. Let's take the break. When we come back, we got our two-minute drill to wrap things up. And we've got some things to talk about still. Can we have some fun in this last segment? My heavens, Scott. Please? It's been way too serious this afternoon. We'll take the break here. Hey, first day on The Zone on KSL News Radio tomorrow and on The Zone. We're going to launch 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's going to be our first go into that time frame. And, yeah, so there you go. That's where we're going. KSL's Unrivaled. Moving over just to become Unrivaled on the Zone Sports Network, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. We'll be right back. More to go right here as we wrap things up next on The Shoe.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.